insert poster, I will make and keep my baptismal covenant. And we have a nice roadmap that goes along with this poster. And let me just kind of try to explain it to you. Like I said, you'll need help with this. And on the one roadmap, we start at baptism with the number 8, corresponding to the age of 8. And the first part of the road deals with the month of January. The caption reads on the road, "Why is it important for me to be baptized?" And we have the following scripture from 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 33. "And whoso believeth in me and is baptized, the same shall be saved, and they are they who shall inherit the kingdom of God." And we see a road sign that says, "Choose the right," with an arrow pointing straight ahead. The next place upon the road, we see the month of February. "Why am I baptized when I am 8 years old?" And we have a sign corresponding to this, showing a father getting ready to baptize a little girl with the note underneath the sign, "Accountability ahead." And the following scripture, "And their children shall be baptized for the remission of their sins when 8 years old and receive the laying on of hands." Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 27. The next place on the roadmap, we see March, the month of March. What happens when I am baptized? "And now because of the covenant which ye have made, ye shall be called the children of Christ, his sons and his daughters." Mosiah chapter 5, verse 7. And we see another sign with an arrow pointing up and an arrow pointing down with a caption, "Two-way covenant ahead." And then we see another sign that says, "One way," pointing straight ahead, and the caption underneath, "To eternal life." Now we move into the month of April. What do I promise Heavenly Father when I am baptized? "They are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son and always remember him." Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77. And then we see a sign that says, "Repent." The month of May, what does Heavenly Father promise me when I am baptized? "And if ye do always remember me, ye shall have my Spirit to be with you." 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 7. The month of June, how will the Holy Ghost help me keep my baptismal covenant? "If you will enter in by the way and receive the Holy Ghost, it will show unto you all things what ye should do." 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. And we see a yield sign, and the caption underneath, "Yield to the Spirit." As we move along the road, we see the month of July. How does partaking of the sacrament help me remember my baptismal covenant? And we see a sign with a sacrament tray, and it says, "Partake with care. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Luke chapter 22, verse 19. Next on the roadmap, we see August. How can my gospel standards help me keep my baptismal covenant? "And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments." 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. Next, we see a stop sign that says, "Stop, review your standards." The month of September. What other special helps has Heavenly Father given me to help me keep my baptismal covenant? "The Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalm 119, verse 105. And then we see another sign that says, "Phone home," and the caption underneath, "Pray always." Next on the roadmap, we see the month of October. How do I show that I am keeping my baptismal covenant? "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. And we see the next sign with a picture of the Savior pointing upward, and it says, "Learn of me." As we move along the road, we see now the month of November. How can we help each other keep our baptismal covenant? "Be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. And we see kind of a railroad-type sign, and the one portion of the sign says, "Be a good," and the next part of the sign, "Example." And finally, the month of December. How will keeping my baptismal covenant help me followed Jesus throughout my life. And if you keep my commandments and endure to the end, you shall have eternal life, which gift is the greatest of all the gifts of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7. And then the final sign says, "Do prepare to enter." Now, the following caption goes along with this chart. And like we mentioned, you will need help with this, but this will be a wonderful way for you to remind yourself of your baptismal covenants and the things that you need to do to make sure you keep that covenant. I will make and keep my baptismal covenant. The path of baptism. Baptism is a precious gift from Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. Through faith in Jesus Christ, repentance, and baptism, we are cleansed of our sins, become members of the Lord's church, and qualify to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We make sacred promises to Heavenly Father, and He promises blessings in return. As you prayerfully read the scriptures on this poster, you will learn about these promises or covenants. You may already have been baptized, or you may still be preparing for this wonderful experience. Either way, we invite you to take a year's journey on the path that Heavenly Father has laid out for us. You will travel through preparation for baptism, baptism itself, and the lifelong keeping of covenants. You will learn to recognize some of the signposts that will help us travel safely. Invite your whole family to come along. This activity will prepare you for the real journey that follows the Savior's footsteps and leads to eternal life. Instructions. Look at the page, open the staples, remove the poster, then reclose the staples. 2. Cut out the 3 picture strips at the side of the poster and place them in an envelope large enough to hold them without bending them. 3. Mount the poster on lightweight cardboard, optional, and then cut slits along the dashed lines in the billboard and each month's path segment and hang the poster up. Tape the open envelope to the bottom or the back of the poster so that the picture strips can easily be removed during the year. 4. From behind, insert the left end of the first picture strip through the 2 slits in the billboard so that the January picture can be seen. Each month, advance the strip 1 frame to the left. In May, replace it with the next strip, and do it again in September. 5. Cut out the double car at the side of the poster without cutting the back bumper hinge. Fold the car at the back bumper hinge so that the car can travel in either direction on the poster. If you wish, you can draw the members of your family in the car. Insert the attached tab with the car facing right in the slot on the space marked January. 6. At the first of each month, read the theme and the scripture and move the car to the slot for that month. Each billboard picture illustrates a Book of Mormon story that relates to the Sharing Time monthly theme. Read the story in the friend for that month. See the contents of the poster story. Prepare the flannel board figures and use them to tell the story in family home evening or in a primary talk. If you do not have the friend, read the scripture referred to on each picture. You may wish to read the scripture even if you do have the friend. End of insert poster. I will make and keep my baptismal covenant. This concludes the Friend Magazine.